Welcome back to Me'afela Liorah, the Shir series in which we derive chizik from the Parsha Shavua, spreading the light of Torah during these dark times. And here at the database with Rabbi Shua Eisenberg, this past week's Parsha was Parshas Tazria, and this week's Parsha is Parshas Metzora. Often enough, these two Parshas are read together as a double Parsha. That is obviously not the case this year. However, I wanted to share an idea that I believe emerges both from Tazria and Metzora respectively. Obviously, these two parshios are linked by the common topic of tzara'as, right? The nega of tzara'as, the affliction of tzara'as that could appear on a person's body or his clothes, as we saw in Tazria, or on a person's house, as we see in Parshas Metzora. Chazal tell us that a person who receives tzara'as is receiving it due to the fact that he had committed some avera. The most prominent avera associated with tzara'as is lashon hara, and at first glance, on the surface, tzara'as is something that seems like it is manifestly negative. It is unpleasant. It is something that is considered to be a punishment or a consequence of sorts. And if that is the case, when we receive tzara'as, rachman l'tzlan lo aleinu, when we receive any kind of punishment, any kind of affliction, our natural instinct is to feel rejected by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to feel as though we have done the wrong thing. And that, in fact, may be the case. However, I believe there is a silver lining in the white blotches of tzara'as, or the green and red as it appears in the walls of a house or on a person's clothes. The silver lining, I believe, is the very fact that Hashem is actually communicating with us. That tzara'as tells us, it's a signal, Hashem is talking to me. Often enough, we receive some kind of affliction, we receive what may feel like a punishment, it may feel like a rejection from Hashem, and yet, if we think about it, Hashem could have just ignored us. He could have just paid us back in the Olam HaEmes. Instead, Hashem sent us a message in this world, in this lifetime, because He has something to say to us. He's trying to talk to us like a father, saying, I'm calling out to you, my son, to you, my daughter. I'm trying to tell you something. Knowing that Hashem is looking out for us, knowing that Hashem is trying to talk to us, that is what we have to be thinking about during these times. It's interesting that the word for the affliction the Torah uses is nega. Nega, again, can refer to an affliction. However, we know from the story of Mitzrayim, Od nega, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have one more nega, one more plague. Right? The word for plague is actually a nega. Often we refer to the Aser Makos, but the word the Torah actually uses is a nega. Nega is any kind of an affliction, but not just an affliction. It comes from the word negia, which means to touch. It means Hashem is touching you. Hashem is reaching out to you. Hashem is contacting us. That is what tzara'as is. That is what really all afflictions are. They are Hashem reaching out to us, and He's trying to tell us something. And He's telling to us for our own good. This is perhaps one of the messages of the pasuk in Metzora, when the Torah tells us that Hashem is giving the nega of tzara'as inside the person's house, the bayis ha'menuga, that the Torah uses the words of v'nasati, and I will give. That's a very interesting word to use when we're talking about afflicting someone. You're going to give them. What is Hashem giving us? So you can suggest many different answers, as Rashi does based on the Medrash, but what we can say very simply is that when Hashem is giving you an affliction, it is a favor that He is doing for you. He's giving you something. This, is we will see, is really the MS behind much of what we do in Mitzrayim, on Pesach rather, when we reflect on Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we will shortly see Be'ezras Hashem later this week. It is my hope that I will be able to share a special edition of Me'afela Liorah for Pesach. It will be a longer shir, hopefully not too much longer, but it will be a longer shir that will prepare all of us for Pesach. We will continue to see how very important it is to receive the nega that Hashem gives us, to try to learn and understand the message of the nega, not to be like Paro and to try to ignore it, not to try to cover up the tzara'as or to cut it off. Right? There's an isser in the Torah to cut off the nesek, but there is a message that we have to learn from it. And as Hashem is clearly talking to us, has been talking very loudly to us these past few months, we have to do our best to receive it as a message from Hashem, try to figure out what it is Hashem is telling us individually, nationally, and we should be zocha to learn the right lesson from that nega so we can reach the ultimate tahara. Stay tuned for a special Me'afela Liorah for Pesach. This year's dedicated to Nishmas Yemim Razi Chayar Achabas David Tzvi Aleha HaShalom. It is also dedicated in the schus of all of Klai Yisrael in the current matzav that they are in. All members of Knesset Yisrael that have experienced any kind of illness or injury, should experience refuah shleima, refuah sanefesh, refuah saguf bekarov. All hostages should be returned safely as well. And any members of Knesset Yisrael that have fallen in the Milchama should experience an aliyah for their neshamos. Hashem should take nechama for their dam, and all of their loved ones should experience nechama. And of course, Klal Yisrael and the IDF and all of Klal Yisrael all around should be menatzeach hamatzeach hamilchama. Zocha tegeula b'mehirah b'yameinu. If you enjoyed this year and others like it on the podcast and want to partner with us for the sponsorship, or if you have questions, comments, concerns, recommendations, or you want to join the Database Podcast WhatsApp group, where you could find links to every uploaded shiur and links to a shiur that I repost due to their relevance, then all you have to do is reach out to me at thedatabase@gmail.com. That's thedatabase@gmail.com. Until next time, have a wonderful week, and thank you for joining us here at The Database.